When Aquinas arrived in Paris with Albertus Magnus, he took up residence in the Latin Quarter, which received its name from the language spoken by the international community of students that thronged its narrow streets. Aquinas is known to have stayed on the Rue Saint-Jacques, then the quarter's main street, at the College of Jacobins, the French Dominicans. After taking his bachelor's degree, Aquinas, now 30 years old, received his license to teach. The tall, lumbering youth had undergone a transformation. Beneath his staring, ox-like eyes sprouted a dark, bushy beard. Meanwhile, the upper part of his head had become completely bald. Aquinas's hagiographers speak of his austere life and frugal habits, yet most descriptions also mention his vast pot belly. Now, the only way I can see round this protruding conundrum is that he probably ate rather a lot, but absent-mindedly. Despite Aquinas's unprepossessing appearance and retiring social manner, he quickly became a favorite with students, and his lectures began attracting large crowds. This was the man who had absorbed the latest available teachings of Aristotle, and could render even his most abstruse ideas comprehensible to all. But the ideas of Aristotle were not popular with conservative church authorities. By the time Aquinas arrived on the scene in Paris, Aristotle's teaching had already been condemned no less than 4 times for leading the faithful astray. In 1231, Pope Gregory IX even appointed a commission to expurgate examples of reason from the works of Aristotle. But Aquinas did his best to steer clear of controversy with the Church. According to his interpretation of Aristotle, theology could now become a science. Based on self-evident principles and the truth revealed by God in the Bible, a framework of knowledge could be built according to rational principles. 4 centuries later, Spinoza was to construct his entire philosophy according to this blueprint. Still, there was one controversy which Aquinas could not avoid, that between the university authorities and the Dominicans. The university authorities were loath to recognize the newly founded Dominicans and grant them the privilege of exemption from the civil law enjoyed by other members of the university. In the eyes of the authorities, the impoverished Dominicans, in their tatty black robes, were no better than licensed beggars and vagabonds. The Dominicans responded by refusing to recognize the authority of the university, yet insisted that legally they were entitled to the same freedoms as all other members of the university, that is, freedom from the jurisdiction of the civil authorities. The controversy between the Dominicans and the university authorities came to a head in 1257. When Thomas Aquinas was appointed Professor of Philosophy at Paris. Those who backed the university against the Dominicans refused to countenance this Dominican appointment and appealed to the Pope.